house.
Stove, old fashioned stove, one of these that long cast stove that you open the front door and
the
put the wood in. Yeah, the hearth down there and put the wood in.
We had one when I was a boy. Had a metal rim around it to put your feet on.
Yeah.
And let's see, and then was this stove in the living room?
Yeah, in the front room.
From the front room.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had the pipe.
Yeah, the pipe went up a piece and then went out through the so far, and then it went out through the west, of course, from the side of the house, west end.
Yeah.
What did you?
Did you have two chimneys?
No, they put a. He fixed it out through. It had some kind of a big ring made out of iron,
yeah.
And when he cut that hole in there,
yeah.
Put.
How about the cook stove?
The cook stove had a chimney. But this didn't, he put it out.
Well, now you remember some of these older houses that had fireplaces.
Yeah.
And I think they call those things that have in the fireplaces to lay the wood across.
Grates.
Well, I wasn't thinking of, about the grates so much as sometimes you have two big things, one on each side.
Yeah, it come out this way and then come way out behind. Oh, what did they call them?
You ever call anything like dogs?
Dogs? Maybe that's what they did call them. They put back logs on them. My grandfather, my dad's father, had those.
Sometimes they call them dog irons, too.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh. You've never seen none of them anymore.
No.
Mm-mm.
What did they use for starting a fire? What kind of wood did
they? Well, they had cobs mostly. They'd bring from the barn. Always started with.
Both for the cook stove and the
and the
stove.
Eating stove too.
Did they have much trouble keeping the chimneys clean in those days?
Well, yes. Where the what they call it, stovepipe went in, the elbow went in. They had to take that down every so often, you know, to clean that set out of that. That went in where it went into the flue.
Mm-hmm. What about the ashes? What did they do with that?
Well, they generally just, if they was good, I've seen my mother, when my dad had burnt hickory wood in the wintertime, I've seen my mother take those ashes and sift them and make hominy, go to the barn and get white corn and make hominy out of it, like they have in cans now, you know.
Yeah.
And she'd make a big pot full of that, great big iron kettle, and she'd make hominy in that and get the lye off in them ashes. And
the best kind of hominy.
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, now, what all that you have in the living room?
Well, she had a stand, old-fashioned standing table, square, and her sewing machine was in there. She had a half bed, I'd call it, old-fashioned, of course. I don't know what the, well, it wouldn't be like a studio couch, just a